A star-studded lineup of actors has pitched in to help Durango PlayFest bring the arts to people's homes and to highlight the importance of keeping local theater alive and thriving. Actor Dan Laria, a longstanding PlayFest supporter and one of the festival's founders, decided to harness the writing talents of dozens of well-known screen and stage actors to create original vignettes of 3 to 10 minutes each. I have Dan here with me today to talk about this exciting project. Thanks so much for joining us, Dan.
Oh, thanks for having me. We appreciate everything you're doing for the festival.
Absolutely. We're happy to help. So I'm talking to you. You're out in California, and things are quite different, right, these days and have been for some time. And you had an innovative idea. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came up with this idea, and then I want you to share a little bit more about how it's taken shape.
Well, most of the regional theaters know that I've always been a proponent of new plays. So, and I've always gone around, especially with Wendy Malick, and to do fundraisers for theaters. So a lot of regional theaters called me to do Zoom readings of plays. And every actor I know, we hate the Zoom readings. Oh, they're so boring and flat, and the sound doesn't work and everything else. So I said, you know, I don't want to do these anymore. They're not helping your theater stay alive. So a couple of friends, including people in Durango, said, well, what are we going to do? So I know a lot of actors that want to help the regional theaters but don't want to do the Zoom reading. So I said, well, why don't you record yourself reading something you want to do? Keep it under 10 minutes. And let's see if we can use it to help raise money. And we initially started with the Durango Playfest, Berkshire Playwrights Lab, the New Jersey Rep, and Laguna Playhouse. Now we have got about 9 theaters, and after this coming week, we're going to have a lot more. And I have over 52, I promised the theaters I'd get 52 actors, name actors, to do these, record themselves reading something they wrote or something that meant something to them. And I initially promised them 26, and now I called all the theaters back and said, I'm going to have 52. I have 42 videos in hand right now. We're just editing them.
Wow.
So it's our way of helping. Yeah, and it's interesting what they'll, because they can write whatever they want. And let's see, Stephen Root, John Larroquette, and Stacy Keach all wrote about their younger brothers.
Interesting.
And Jim Pickens from Grey's Anatomy, and Caroline McCormick, and I forget the third one. They wrote about their fathers. You know, and Christine Ebersole sang a song she wrote. You know, so everybody, I wrote a poem that Charles Durning read on the 50th anniversary of Normandy in World War II, because he was the youngest man in the land that day. And so everybody has a, Wendy Malick did an ode to a Chinese elm. Joe Montaigne wrote the, he read and videoed an op-ed page he wrote about the Wrigley Field, the Chicago Cubs, getting light. They were the last team to play night games.
Oh, wow.
So they're all different. And, of course, we got this great film editor, Jeremy Fletcher, who makes it more than just somebody sitting there reading something while they're at their desk.
Right.
So you'll be shocked at the editing. And here's an interesting one. Lou Diamond Phillips, Ron Perlman, and Bryan Cranston all read from the book they wrote. And Lou Diamond Phillips' wife did illustrations for their reading.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, and like you know, you said a moment ago when we were talking, a lot of folks are just kind of sitting around hoping for work to come through right now. So it's just what a great idea and a great opportunity to raise money for several of these different theaters that are really suffering right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's this is a fundraiser, and the only cost is for each theater that comes in, we ask for $1,000 to go to the editor because it's a lot of work and a lot of time.
Sure.
And Jeremy, believe me, that's much lower. But no theater really has paid yet because the actor who's recommended the theater has paid for it. Like Wendy Malick paid for a New Jersey rep. I paid for Berkshire Playwrights Lab. James Pickens paid for a theater in Columbus, Ohio. Ed O'Neill paid for a theater in Youngstown, Ohio. John Larroquette paid for $1,000 for a theater in New Orleans. So it's actually cost the theaters virtually nothing.
That's so generous of everyone. If folks have just joined us, I'm speaking with Dan Loria, who is one of the co-founders of the Durango Play Fest, and we're speaking about the Actors Journal video series, which will be launching on the DurangoPlayFest.org website. With each of these episodes featuring four different actors reading their works, and episodes will be released every 3 to 4 weeks throughout the fall. What a great project.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add about this project, Dan? It's just a wonderfully creative spin, which we've seen so much creativity in terms of how to kind of pivot throughout the performing arts and throughout society, honestly, in the time of COVID.
Well, I really think if we don't get back to theater the way it was, we will never get back to the way it was. There will be a new way of presenting theater, and we have to accept it. I was talking to Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tommy Kail, and they made more money on Hamilton in the one day that Disney streamed it than they did all 3 years on Broadway.
Wow.
So theater is going to take a different turn, and everybody's talking about a new way. I think it's going to be an old way. We are going to go back to what, when television started, they were called teleplays. They were live, and you saw it in your living room. Now, we might run a play for a week, but it'll be recorded, 3 or 4 performances, edited, and then it'll be leased or put on TV, and the world will see theater. So instead of getting down about it, let's just accept what it is, and theater's going to be different.
Right.
It's going to be different.
And like so many industries, kind of, you know, reevaluating, you know, how they do business. And this is just a great example of a way to do that. So thanks for your inspiration and motivation and supporting Durango Playfest in the way that you have these past several years, Dan.
Wow, the festival in Durango has survived because of the great people you have there. They just, God, we do 4 plays and they're all sold out, every performance for every one of them, and it's a great week in Durango. I miss it. I wish we were there.
Well, we hope a year from now we will have just had a wonderful Durango Playfest season. How's that sound?
There you go. Let's do it.
Well, Dan, thanks so much again for joining us today here on KSUT. And just to let folks know, if they want to receive notices of when future Actors Journal episodes will be airing, you can subscribe at DurangoPlayFest.org. Thanks again, Dan.
Thank you, Tim. Take care.
You too.